brand new single from Joe Normal and the Anytowners just literally got it in the mail within the last few days. Stuck in a Job from Joe Normal and the Anytowners. Before that, Robin Hitchcock went back to 1989 for Madonna of the Wasps. Played some Spy Genius in there from their Man on the Sea album. Heard the song Another True Story. Also some brand new music from a project called Anything After. The song was Medicine. A buddy of mine said, hey, I know this dude and he's got this project and check it out. Didn't ask me to play it on my radio show. He just said, check it out. And I was like, will your buddy mind if I play it on my radio show? Why not? So I did. Young Fresh Fellows start off that entire set. Yeah, that was the theme to Sesame Street. Again, celebrating the work of Joe Raposo, who passed away on this day back in 1989 at the age of 51. Sad, sad. Hey, we got about 3.5 minutes before we get to the top of the hour, which gives me lots of time to just ramble and talk to you and tell you stuff. You know, remind you that the American Red Cross wants you and your family to be prepared for an emergency. Download any of their free mobile apps to have critical information on what to do in an emergency right there in the palm of your hand. Their apps include first aid, hurricane, earthquake, tornado, and wildfire information. Find the American Red Cross. Find these apps by searching Red Cross in the Apple iTunes or Google Play stores, wherever you get your favorite apps. And I forgot to remind you, I normally tell you this a little earlier, but you've hung on long enough for me to just talk about food, because Spack Brothers Pizza joined June supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza, they offer hoagies, they offer wings, yeah! They also specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza, they use no refined sugars in their sauce, they don't have any unbleached flour in their dough. Spack Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK. Online at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Let me remind you, I've got a mock coming up in just over an hour. We're doing a Barrett Strong mock at midnight. Songs he either performed and or wrote for others will be the theme of the mock. We've got a radio and a music calendar coming up as well. And don't forget, I do take requests. They're just delayed. Just delayed. There's a little delay on those requests. About a week or so. Usually about a week. Got to send me an email to wrctrequest@gmail.com. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to you every Friday night from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. If you are listening and it is not a Friday night and you're hearing my voice and I'm telling you it's Friday night and you're like, no, Mockster guy. It's Tuesday afternoon. It's Wednesday evening. It's 3 in the morning. Well, that means you're listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. That's all. Nothing more. Just an encore presentation because it was so good it could not withstand just one four-hour block on this radio station. I got a music and a radio calendar coming up. Let's get some business. Let's take care of some business before we get to that.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
It is now just past the hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. We are midway through said Viva La Mock goodness. And at that halfway point, you know what we do? We stop and we smell the roses. And we check out what's going on around town with a WRCT radio and a music calendar. That's what we do. Take a look at the WRCT radio calendar. Let you know some things going on around town. Culturally, for example, Jaunt. Are you familiar with Jaunt? It's actually a safe exploration of public art throughout the city of Pittsburgh. The Office of Public Art is actually pleased to announce Jaunt. It's an artist-designed public art tour by D.S. Kinzel, who's the co-founder of Boom Concepts in Garfield. Now, Jaunt features a series of postcards by Pittsburgh artists available at various locations that provides a safe exploration of public art during the pandemic. Now, the postcards, here's some of those places for that safe exploration. You can find these postcards at Boom Concepts, such a tough word to say, which is right there on Penn Avenue in Garfield, or at the Small Mall in Lawrenceville, or a couple places in Wilkinsburg, like the CDCP Project Space, and there is a Small Mall outpost there, or right across the street from Boom Concepts, while you're there, People's Grocery, Garfield, Penn Avenue. So, that's something for you to do. You could also support Thrifty, which is the East End Community Thrift Store. It's located also on Penn Avenue in Garfield. Due to COVID-19 pandemic, masks are required if you go to the thrift store, but it's one door down from the Thomas Merton Center. And all profits from the store are donated to the Thomas Merton Center to help fund their general explorations. What are they looking for? Well, they're looking for clothing and furniture and household items, donations, volunteers, and shoppers like you. For more information, 412-361-6010. And then finally, don't forget about Off-Route Art. It connects artists and people, right? But they connect the public with original art made by artists 16 to 24 years old. For more information, offrooteart.com is where you'll find things like that. If you have an event you want to include on this calendar, something that the kids can do, something that you can do, something your parents can do, I don't care, something to do, send us an email at radio-calendar at wrct.org. Take a turn to the WRCC music calendar, let you know some things that are happening. There are things happening. Now, as you know, most things aren't happening due to the pandemic and crowd sizes and the virus and just everything. So what I urge you to do is go to your favorite venue websites, go to your favorite promoter websites, go to your favorite cultural items like trustarts.org or calliopehouse.org or some of those, and just check out what they've got going on, because a lot of them have Pittsburgh Symphony, another great example. They have live streaming concerts and things that you can attend virtually and you know, just help support the arts during this time. I'm going to tell you a couple of shows I do know that are coming up. Let's see. I do know. Oh, yeah. Valentine's Day. How about on Valentine's Day at 7:30 p.m., the Pittsburgh Festival Opera is presenting One Enchanted Evening, a special Valentine's Day concert online. PittsburghFestivalOpera.org for more information on that. On Tuesday the 23rd at 7 p.m., the Off Minor Jazz Series is going to be celebrating McCoy Tyner, who passed away almost a year ago. That's going to be at alphabetcity.org. Thursday the 4th, the August Wilson Center is presenting Lindsay Morgan Smith. Information can be found at awc.culturaldistrict.org. See, those are some things happening. If you have an event that you'd like people to know about because you're you're in a band or a performer or something of that, and you want it to be on this music calendar, send us an email at music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the calendar daily at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m., or randomly if you're listening to my show like right now. Right? Hey, I got a mock to get to in less than an hour. It's a Barrett Strong mock. It's his birthday today, so why not celebrate it with some of the songs he made famous and or songs that he wrote that other people made famous? That's coming up. You're about 5.5 minutes past the hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Sadly, someone we lost just this week was someone like, for me, under the radar as far as a performer. But when you hear his big hit, you're going to be like, wow. And I found out, I didn't realize this, he was like the all-star quarterback for Ole Miss. Yeah, I've let the cat out of the bag. I'm actually talking about Jim Weatherly, who wrote a song that later became Midnight Train to Georgia. Originally, though, it was the Midnight Plane to Houston. Some Jim Weatherly.
L.A. proved too much for the girl, so she's leaving the life we've come to know. She's going back to find what's left of her world, the world she left behind long ago. And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston, going back to a simpler place and time. I'll be with her on that midnight plane to Houston. Kept dreaming that someday she'd be a star, but she found out the dreams don't always come true, so she's pawned all her hopes and sold her car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life she knew. And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston, going back to a simpler place. I'd rather live in her world than live without her in mine. And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston, going back to a simpler place and time.
Pennsylvania, the home of U.S. Steel, and the men down at The homestead works her sharing one last meal. Sauerkraut and kielbasa, a dozen beers or more, 100 years of pouring slab, they're closing down the door. And this mill won't run no more. There's silence in the valley, there's silence in the street, there's silence every night here upon these cold white sheets, where my wife stares out the window with a long and lonely stare. She says you kill yourself for 30 years, but no one seems to care. You made their railroad rails and bridges, you ran their driving wheel, and the towers of their Empire State are lined with homestead steel. The Monongahela Valley no longer hears the roar. There's cottonwood and sumac weed inside the slab mill door. And this mill won't run no more. So me, I'll sit in Hess's bar and drink my life away. God bless the second mortgage and the unemployment pay. And my ex-boss, Mr. Goodwin, he keeps shaking my one good hand. He said, son, it's men like me and you who built the promised land. We made their railroad rails and bridges, we ran their driving wheel, and the towers of their Empire State are lined with homestead steel. The Monongahela Valley no longer hears the roar. There's cottonwood and sumac weed inside the slab mill door. And this mill won't run no more.
Stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day, and under his knees was a raging black stallion, walking behind was a bay. The red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips, they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. Yellow-haired lady leaned out of her window and watched as he passed her way. She drew back in fear at the sight of the stallion that cast greedy eyes on the bay. But how could she know that this dancing bay pony meant more to him than life. For this was the horse that his little lost darling had ridden when she was his wife. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow. He's riding and hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow. Maybe he'll ride on again. The yellow-haired lady came down to the tavern and looked up the stranger there. He bought her a drink and he gave her some money. He just didn't seem to care. She followed him out as he saddled his stallion and laughed as she grabbed at the bay. He shot her so quick they had no time to warn her. She never heard anyone say, don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow. He's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow. Maybe he'll ride on again. A yellow-haired lady was buried at sunset. The stranger went free, of course, for you can't hang a man for killing a woman who's trying to steal your horse. Well, this is the tale of the red-headed stranger, and if he should pass your way, stay out of the path of the raging black stallion and don't lay a hand on. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow. He's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow. Maybe he'll ride on again.
You are listening to WRCT's Friday Extravaganza, Viva Le Mac. Where the time is exactly 66 minutes past 42 o'clock MST, Mach Standard Time. That chime reminds me that I should invite you to listen to the most eclectic folk radio show in Pittsburgh, WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. I'm your host, Mando Richard, and I play everything from Merle Haggard to Michael Doucette to the Mavericks to Maurice Chevalier. Tune in to Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and streaming from WRCT.org. And now, back to your regularly scheduled Mockcast.
Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife, 'cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should enter there, all of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain, though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life. Her tender lips, are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds
tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. Well, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain, and I'll get the one I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up.
Claude King wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Wolverton Mountain. Would you believe it was 8 years ago that we lost Claude King? He was 90 years old when he passed away. He was actually born on this day, though, in 1923, so I wanted to play some Claude King for you. So before the Wolverton Mountain, how about the redheaded stranger himself, Uncle Willie? Willie Nelson. Yeah, National Wear Red Day. So I threw that in there because if you got red hair, you're wearing red all the time. Think about it that way. Tom Russell gave us U.S. Steel for a couple reasons. One is, would you believe it was U.S. Steel was incorporated as U.S. Steel, bringing a whole bunch of small steel companies and stuff together on this day in 1901, 120 years ago. And two, it was this very radio station, first time I ever heard that song. And I'm like, are they talking about Homestead? What song is this? And fell in love with it, and I've played it many times since then. And sadly, the owner of Hess's Bar, Dorothy Hess, passed away about 3 years ago, as he does talk about hanging out at Hess's Bar in Homestead. I'm not sure if the bar's still there. I couldn't tell you. Maybe you could tell me. You can drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com, if you actually know more information about that, because I don't. And start off the entire set with Jim Weatherly, who passed away just a couple days ago. The originator, the writer of Midnight Train to Houston, which was later adapted into the Midnight... No, I'm sorry, Midnight Plane to Houston. It was adapted to the Midnight Train to Georgia. Sissy Houston, believe it or not, had the first role hit with it, but Gladys Knight is the version that... it's kind of the definitive version. It is. At least in my mind. If you beg to differ, beg. Differ. Whatever you need to do. 24 minutes past, okay, we'll say 24, 23 and a half, somewhere in there. Minutes past your hour. Got a mock coming up in about, I can't do the math, but 25, 30, 35, let's say 37 minutes, 36 minutes, give or take. Barrett Strong mock coming up. Let's keep that kind of a twangy acoustic feel going into another set of music. Benoit Tracy Thorne, better known as Everything But the Girl.
Well, it's Saturday night. You're all dressed up in blue. I've been watching you, God. Maybe you've been watching me, too. So somebody ran out. Left somebody's heart in a. If you're looking for love, honey, I'm tougher than the rest. Some girls, they want a handsome man or some good-looking Joe. On their arm, some girls want a sweet-talking Romeo. Well, baby, I've learned you get what you can. if you're rough enough for love, honey, I'm tougher than the rest. Well, the road is dark and it's a thin, thin line, but I want you to know I'd walk it for you anytime. Maybe couldn't pass the test. If you're up and ready for love, honey, I'm tougher than the rest. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Don't you worry, don't worry, baby, please don't worry, 'cause I'm right here at home.
I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on. People talk about me.
RCT here in Pittsburgh, PA.
Sugar in your tea. What are these crazy questions you're asking?
Minutemen wrapping up that set of music with Corona here in the Viva La Mock Radio Show. Before the Minutemen, how about some Silos taking on the Randy Newman penned Mama Told Me Not to Come? A Three Dog Night hit. Corey Wells, vocalist for Three Dog Night, passed away about 6 years ago. However, today would have been the anniversary of his birth, and he'd be, I can do the math, 79 years old. He would have been 79 years old today. Before the Silos, how about Katie Lang? Speaking of celebrating her birthday, Katie Lang's not, but I played some Katie Lang in there from her Drag album, doing Steve Miller's The Joker. It's not even Steve Miller's birthday. So Moxter, where are you going with this? David Denny, guitarist for Steve Miller, celebrating a birth today. He is 73 years old. And Everything But the Girl, start off the entire set. With a Tougher Than the Rest, a Bruce Springsteen cover. Original version found on the Tunnel of Love album from 1987. It was the second single after Brilliant Disguise, but I don't even know if it was a single in the States. It didn't chart in the States, but that was said cover of said song. We got about 20 minutes left of this radio program before they say, Moxter, you got to do a mock. So, and that's how they say it, too. I got to remind you that Zeke's Coffee joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Zeke's Coffee is a small batch roaster, cafe, and bakery located at 6015, that's 6015 Penn Avenue, right in the middle of Penn Circle over in the East Liberty area of Pittsburgh. They specialize in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. To find out more information, they have a website, zekescoffeepgh.com. I have a website. It's wrct.org. Hopefully you found it. You can listen. You can stream us. Yeah, you can be in another country, and you can hang out and listen to WRCT and the Moxter on a Friday night. And if it's not a Friday night and you're listening and you're like, I hear your voice, Moxter man, well, guess what? You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program, and hopefully you've enjoyed what you heard enough that you'll tune in on a Friday night. Again, a Barrett Strong Mock is coming up. A Barrett Strong Mock is coming up in a matter of moments. And by moments, I mean give it about 18 and a half minutes. I do want to remind you that there are over 40 million family caregivers in the U.S. And if you are currently caring for an older loved one and you're navigating the coronavirus, it can be intimidating. ARP is here, though. AARP can help with tips on how to create a plan for caring for your loved one and how to prepare to care for someone who is high risk. If you go to ARP.org/caregiving, you can access more information about caregiving and the coronavirus. Again, that's ARP.org. You got to know how to spell ARP. It's AARP.org/caregiving. This public service announcement brought to you by AARP, the Ad Council, and your fellow ARP members, some of these DJs here at WRCT. I know. How long do they have to stay in school? How long? What should I tell you? Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. Play that Silos song. A member of the Silos at the time. Do you remember a couple years ago, to my loyal, dedicated listeners, do you remember I was playing a lot of the Tom Freund had a solo album out. And I was playing a lot off of that. And he was actually the bass player of the Silos when they recorded that. He left the band, went solo, did his own thing, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, and why am I telling you that? Because when I was playing that solo album, I'd get these phone calls. And first the guy would, like, muffle his voice, and then he tried to use a little voice modulator thing. And then finally I'm like, you know what, Eric Jackson Lurie, I know that voice. I do. But he really enjoyed it, so I thought if he was listening tonight, just to let him know. These are just things I let people know. And I got to tell you, have you listened to the Courts in Session? Have you? On Thursday nights from 8 until 10:30, you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. It's for 2.5 hours. He plays rock and roll, he plays country, and he plays soul. But what he does is he'll focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. So that's Thursdays at 8 right here on WRCT. And you know what? And I listen to that accent of his. Is it an accent? Or does he just talk weird? I don't know. You determine. Send me your message on that. WRCTRequest@gmail.com if you've got an opinion on, is it an accent? Or is he just kind of talks weird? But anyway, I think he's Canadian. I do. Plays a lot of bands from Canada. Prism, Glass Tiger, and his favorite, Ann Murray. Hopefully someday he'll play some Saga. Would you believe that Nigel Tufnel, yeah, Christopher Guest, it's his birthday today, 73 years young. We're only a minute and a half away from the mock, so why don't I tell you what was in that set of music before we get to the top of the hour and the midnight mock. That was, of course, Spinal Tap with a Big Bottom here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, some Gary Glitter. Went back and played from 1975, is doing all right with the boys. Might as well keep some Gary Glitter in the background while I'm pontificating. From their debut album from 1980, it was Loverboy and Turn Me Loose. Normally I play Little Girl off that album because I think that's such a great underrated song. But, you know, I went with one of the hits. Why not? I mean, it is 41 years old at this point. And speaking of being 41 years old, my rocket attorney, Eric Jackson Morey, I don't know how old he is. I was just making things up. But Saga on the Loose, one of the Canadian bands that I'm sure is in his repertoire somewhere. Song you could play on MTV in the early days a ton. And I figured they're Canadian. He loves all things Canadian. Bare Naked Ladies, Tragically Hip, Triumph. I believe I already mentioned Glass Tiger. Anyway, we got a Barrett Strong mock to get to here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Let's take care of a little public service announcement for you and get to the mock.
During difficult times, young military families feel the impact. When a military spouse is unemployed, the whole family struggles. The Armed Services YMCA answers the call and provides food assistance to ensure military children have plenty to eat and childcare that enables military spouses to work. Now more than ever, we need your help to provide emergency relief to military families. Help now at helpymca.org.
Hey, it's just past midnight here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. We got a thing that we do each and every Friday night at midnight. We call it the Midnight Mock. If it's not midnight and you're listening to me, I'm just going to give you a little sidebar, let you know that you're not crazy. You're not in the wrong time zone. You are probably just listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. But tonight's mocking is Barrett Strong. Barrett Strong celebrating a birthday today. He is 80 years old today. Barrett Strong, if you are unfamiliar, he was actually the very first artist signed to Berry Gordy's Tamla record label and had a hit with, Money, That's All I Want. But then he went on and paired up with Norman Whitfield and became a staff writer, and he wrote a ton of songs that became hits for other artists. And they were basically the writing team for the Temptations. So I almost did a Temptations mock, but I'm like, no, let's showcase the variety of artists that Barry wrote songs for, or Barrett. Not Barry. Barry just sat back and collected money, I believe. I'm talking about Barry Gordy Jr., of course. But anyway, I digress. Let's get ourselves into the mock. And speaking of Barry Gordy Jr., he actually did write this one. It's the aforementioned Money. That's All I Want. Barrett Strong's big hit. Came out in 1979. This version, not the original, it's the Flying Lizard.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your love gives me such a thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want.
Thank you.
money don't get everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money.